Hey everyone, welcome back to the Movie Talk Podcast. I'm back here with Chris for the first time in I don't even know how long. We're going to be talking about a movie that we both saw together, which is cool. But before we get into that, Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy to finally be doing one of these with you. And yeah, it was cool how we saw the movie together, in theaters on opening night.
So that movie, of course, if you've seen the title, you've seen is The Hunger Games prequel, which is, I think, The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. I guess we should start with our thoughts on the Hunger Games franchise before this, and then our expectations for this. So, what do you think about that?
Yeah, so my expectations going into it, I guess I expected it was going to be good. I've watched all of the previous Hunger Game movies, 1, 2, and 3, those parts. I didn't really research anything going into the movie, so I actually didn't know it was going to be a prequel. I just kind of like went into it super like authentic experience, you know? I just saw it
That's the
and
best way to do it.
yeah, like I didn't look at any of the reviews. I didn't know whether it was like projected to like do well or not. I just watched it for what it was, and I was super satisfied with how it was.
For me, I've read all the Hunger Games books years ago, really enjoyed them, but it's been long enough that they're not as fresh in my mind. And then the Hunger Games movies, I've seen, I believe, the first two. So I went in a little, I wouldn't say hesitant, but I was just like, am I gonna know what's going on? Am I gonna understand? And overall, I really enjoyed it as well and was very pleasantly surprised. So the way I see it is it's very much focused on Snow. He's of course the main character, and it's obviously tracking kind of his progression, his development, his some might say downfall. I guess I should ask you, what did you think about that?
I actually really enjoyed how it focused on Snow, and I think one of the positives about this movie is you didn't have to, like, I guess remember everything that happened in the books before. Like, as long as you remember that Snow is the general like villain, you can pretty much understand everything that's going on. And I think it was really cool to see Snow in a new light. We kind of only see him as like super cold-hearted, and we never really know why in the originals. He hates Katniss for some reason, and now with this whole storyline, it kind of shows us like what happened to him, maybe his motives for what he did, how he did things. And I guess I was just really impressed with like how clever and thoughtful he was. Like every move he made had like an intention, I guess. It was just really interesting. Like the part where he suddenly rips off the stitches and you don't know what, like you have no idea what he's doing. And then like partway through when he's getting it stitched back up and you see him looking at the snakes, then like as a viewer you're like, oh, that's what he's gonna do, and then he does it and succeeds. So I thought that was really interesting.
I agree. I really like kind of the clever little moments like that. They did a good job showcasing his kind of inventiveness and cleverness. Two other things you mentioned. I completely understood it. I knew what was happening, even though I didn't remember Snow too well beyond that he was just the evil president. I still felt like I didn't miss anything. And that's definitely a big bonus for this movie for people who aren't as familiar with the franchise. And then the other thing you mentioned was how we dive into more who he is and his kind of character, which we never got to do before. And what I really liked about this, which is what a good prequel will do, is like retroactively make the originals better. And now when you go back and see the originals, there's a lot more meaning you can, put on his character, ascribe to his character. There's a lot of stuff now that like the originals maybe have an extra layer of meaning, which is always really cool when a prequel can do that. So I really enjoyed that. Do we have any negatives or any like standout positives?
One standout positive is I think the movie explains the progression of like his general mindset really well, because by the end he even says to the ruler lady like human nature, humans are selfish and barbaric by nature and they have to be like controlled with an iron fist. And I think he kind of developed that. I don't think he always had that view, Like at the beginning, I think he really developed that by going to the districts and just seeing all of like the chaos and violence that happened there. And so I think it did a really good job of ex sort of explaining why he thinks the way he does. Another thing I really liked was the general performances by the actors themselves, I thought was really good.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think the biggest thing, and with a lot of franchises or a lot of movies that try to tell like a downfall story, the biggest thing is just developing it enough to the point where when they finally do kind of turn, it feels earned and it makes sense and it doesn't feel like, oh, why that happened too fast, they rushed that or whatever. And I definitely think one of the biggest successes of this movie is I did completely buy his downfall. I bought that he would end up how he ended up, which is not an easy thing to do. So they definitely nailed that. I agree about the performances, strong across the board. You've got kind of two relative newcomers in as Snow and as Lucy Gray, which was really cool, surrounded by then a bunch of great actors in the other smaller parts, just kind of chewing the scenery, which was fun. So I really like that. I will also say just visually, this movie looked really good. The games, the districts, the production design, costumes, all of that super well done. Especially like this isn't a $200 million huge movie. This was a 100 million budget, which is nothing to laugh at, but it's not as big as maybe most blockbusters get. And this looked a lot better than most blockbusters. So visually, very well made on a technical level.
I think one more thing to add about a positive to this movie is I think this movie was meant to be like a tragedy. Going into the movie, we know how Snow ends up, and we know that, the movie could not have had like a perfectly happy ending. Like the ending, and I talked to you about this a lot after the movie, but like the ending was tragic. The story really made you like invested in the characters, like kind of attached to them in a way. And so I think the ending, like you really feel when you watch the movie, you really feel that effect afterwards.
Yeah, they did a great job of I was genuinely attached to the characters. I was invested in them. I cared about them.
I don't even know how to explain it because, like, I knew the ending was not going to be a happy one, but I was still, for some reason, like just genuinely disappointed that the relationship couldn't work out. Like, even though I knew it wasn't going to work out. I just was still genuinely disappointed.
Good storytelling. That's good storytelling.
Yeah,
That's the
it
mark of
is.
good storytelling.
It's great.
Yeah. Do we have any? Should we go to the negative side? Do we have any criticisms or nitpicks or anything like that?
Yeah, I guess the main nitpick that we talked about before was the ending. Lucy Gray and Snow's relationship took a really big turn in a really, really short amount of time. Pretty much they're walking along the path and he makes a comment about killing three people and she kind of pauses and says like I only know of two people that you killed, who's the third? He comes up with a really clever reply, but then right after there's like a brief moment where it shows her facial expression and the viewer knows that like she doesn't buy it, like she knows he's hiding something. And that's like pretty much the only dialogue until they get to the cottage. They get to the cottage, she says, there's the gun, go throw it in the lake and you'll be like free or whatever, you can run away. And Snow's like, cool, like no more loose ends or something like that. And then I think she said like, except for me, and kind of just looked at him really awkwardly. And they kind of had that tense moment and then he was like, you're not gonna tell, are you? And then she didn't really answer him and she just like ran out the door. So I don't know, I guess if their relationship, if it was like really like love, I would have expected her to at least try to find out what he was hiding from her rather than just running away and jumping to conclusions. I guess Snow, at that point, Snow had done so many bad things, like turning in his own friend. Maybe he was just beyond repair, but I would have liked to see like an emotional exchange between them of like her trying to figure it out and him trying to like deny it, or maybe him trying to like explain himself. That would have helped.
I had that same reaction where kind of from point A to point B of that scene where she's like, wait, you killed three people, to her, leaving the cottage and everything. That felt very, very fast. and it felt like either we skipped a step and there should have been like something else, or maybe like before that there should have been more seeds of doubt, or it felt like there was like something cut or something missing that would have further developed that. Or it's a product of, this movie is so firmly in Snow's perspective, and we get a lot of interiority with him and what he's thinking and what he's experiencing. But Lucy Gray, her role in the story is she's kind of in and out, and she's kind of this almost fantasy for him of like this girl. And we don't get much interiority for her. We don't really get much of her thoughts besides that one small glance. So I would have liked to kind of have a little more of her perspective and a little more on her side of like, why did she just leave? And I do like it makes sense why she left on paper, but in the way it was, whether it was editing, whatever, it just felt a little rushed. Another criticism could be that we don't really get much of Lucy Gray's perspective. She's almost a little bit like she's a narrative device a little bit for his development, and we don't really get her development or her thoughts at all, which is fine, but she was just played so well and the performance was almost so good that I just wanted more from her. Should we do specific character? Are there any specific characters you want to talk about?
So I had one character to talk about, and that's Snow's best friend. I forgot his name.
Sejanus or something like that. Sejanus.
Sejanus, I think.
Sejanus.
Okay.
I think.
I think, okay, number one, I feel really bad for him because he was like, I don't know, he was like genuinely like a good, kind-hearted person who I think definitely had his character been in like the later books, I think he definitely would have played like an essential part of like the whole resistance movement, the Mockingjay. Like he would have been on board all for that. I think the problem with that in this time era was there just wasn't any support for that like kind of radical viewpoint. Like he just, even though he was like, he was super rich and elite, he cared about the common people. And I think like him signing up for the peacemaker job or peacekeeper job, like voluntarily to be with Snow while Snow has this as like his life punishment or whatever, kind of just shows how different they are. And I think Sejanus plays a very important role by showing how different Snow is compared to them and their different views on just human nature in general. It like the juxtaposition, I guess, just really plays an important role to develop Snow's character and his viewpoints in general.
Well, also because, if Sejanus isn't there and he isn't a part of the story, then you can be stuck at Snow's viewpoint so much that you almost kind of forget how bad he is, if that makes
Yeah,
sense.
exactly.
And Sejanus, like you said, by being so different, is like a reminder to the audience, like, this guy's a good guy. Snow is not like this guy. Snow is not a good guy. So do you have any more thoughts on the movie, or should we get to kind of our more interpretation or questions about it?
Yeah, I think we can just get to our questions about it now.
Okay. First of all, this is something I've seen online. Was do you think Snow, since the beginning of the movie, the entire time, was he already that person where he was selfish and kind of evil and obviously not a good person? Or was this, what I'm asking basically is, was this movie him just becoming what he already was? Or was this movie like a true downfall where he started in one place and broke bad and actually turned the other way and became a bad guy?
I think it was more of a downfall. I will say, I don't think he was like purely good at the start of the movie. And it's like, oh my gosh, this angel just turned into like a complete devil. I don't think it was like that. I think he just had a lot of complicated motives at towards the beginning, especially with the Hunger Games. Like obviously, he was super motivated by getting that fortune and that prize, and like he was right, like he was willing to cheat and risk himself for that. But I do think that his relationship with Lucy Gray started before the games and it was authentic, I feel. And even after the games too, like after he got caught, he still paid his money. He still paid money to be put in 12, even
Right,
when there were
to
like
see her.
better, yeah, even when there were like better situations that he could have been in. And like, I don't know why else he probably just made that decision like out of passion, because I don't see what kind of strategy would go behind that if it wasn't out of passion. Yeah, so I think what it was a mixed. He really wants the money. He wants to put his family in a better place, put himself in a better place. But then he also developed a passion for Lucy Gray and for his friend Sejanus before, like during the games, I think.
So I kind of agree. I think that he definitely, from the beginning, I think he was not a good person. He definitely was motivated by, selfish, but he wanted to support his family or whatever. He wanted the prize money. And I do think he genuinely cared about his friend. I do think he genuinely loved Lucy Gray, which probably caught him off guard to actually, fall in love with someone. And I think, I mean, it was a little heavy-handed, but they do several points in the movie. He's like, the district is, it's brings order and blah, blah, blah. And I don't think he was ever anti-district, and he always opposed the kind of resistance views. And I mean, throughout the movie, he was providing, updates to the Hunger Games and his plans for what it should be like. So I definitely think from the beginning he had that inclination. But then I think what he wasn't expecting was then to fall in love with Lucy Gray. And then when she leaves him, it just kind of pushes him over the edge. And then any sort of humanity he may have shown towards the districts or any sort of love for them kind of left with her.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, I think Sejanus was like against the system. He just hated the system. And I think Snow was okay with the system as long as he could win, or as long as he could beat it. And like he was willing to change the system to favor himself.
It is funny that it's like a one bad breakup just pushes him to, obviously it's more nuanced than that, but
Okay, well, to be fair, I mean, he did see his best friend get hanged right in front of him, but that was kind of his fault, but then it kind of wasn't. He was like, okay, I understand why he did it. It was kind of his fault. But well, yeah, it was his fault because he did submit that voice recording directly to the Capitol, and he did that directly to the Capitol so that he could get recognition to get moved back. So that part was really selfish, but I do understand the part that if they had been found out, he would have gotten dragged down with his friend and they both would have been hanged. Right, because in this like 1984 Orwellian type society, right, when they hear about something, then they just drag down everyone who's involved or who could potentially be involved. So I do understand why he did that.
I agree. I agree. Sejanus was completely anti-system. Snow was very pro-system if he could, use it to benefit himself, which ultimately is just he's selfish and that's all he cares about.
I thought. The scene of him designing the Hunger Games specifically in a way to benefit him and his tribute was, I think, very creative. The part where the whole thing with the donors, I think he knew, right from like he already knew that Lucy Gray could get a lot of donors because she had that special singing talent. And I think that's the reason he put that in there. And then the reason he put in the extra help or whatever from the money that they get. I think that was also a strategic play because, like, I think he kind of knew she wasn't much of a fighter and she was going to need a lot of extra help. And I think that's the reason he put in that part of the Hunger Games. Like, I think if he's handed a different tribute, like, if he was handed that really big guy who was like a really good fighter,
He
I don't
wouldn't
think
have
he would have put
included that.
any of that in there. I think he would have just said, like, get a sword and just, like, kill everyone so we can win. But because he was placed in a unique situation with a unique tribute, he kind of like crafted the Hunger Games to give himself like every advantage, to give himself and Lucy Gray like every advantage possible. And I thought that was really smart.
That's really interesting. I didn't even think about the fact that like the help and the drones and all of that was specifically for her to help her.
That one scene that I'm just sending water scene.
And he sends like nine of them, and they that was funny.
And they cracked everywhere. That was hilarious.
So it's kind of it's interesting. Like his character, I feel he's so singularly motivated by himself, and then Lucy Gray is kind of like the curveball that he's not expecting, and then suddenly he cares about her, and then it just completely throws him off track, and then he loses her, and then he just goes back to the thing he knows.
Well, like even worse than the thing he knows.
Even,
Like it
yeah,
just
it
made
radicalizes
the
him.
yeah. If their relationship worked out and he got to go back to the capital, I think the entire like Hunger Games universe could have been different. Like it would have been a happy world if he was like a good leader who cared about people.
So I guess we should move on to the second thing, which is the ending of the movie, and basically, what is Lucy Gray's fate? Because we don't see it's intentionally ambiguous. So what do you think? What's your interpretation of that ending?
So at first I was thinking while watching the movie, I thought she was alive because they never showed her dead. And but then so that's when I was watching the movie. Afterwards, when I was thinking and thinking and thinking about it, because I was like, well, maybe they wouldn't have made her die because she's like too big of a character. The viewers got too attached. Maybe, you know, maybe she just lives her own life in like solitude or something. But then I remember, this is a book, right? So it's not, maybe we wouldn't have been so attached to the character if we were just reading pages instead of like watching the movie, right? So with the emotional appeal aside, I think it might make sense that she dies. And the main point is Snow was willing to shoot at her with a gun. Right, so he was trying to kill her to tie up the loose ends. She was like his last loose end that he needed to tie up. Right, the choice had already been made, I think, that they were like, you know, that they were broken apart and he needed to like basically eliminate her. So he shot at her and she stumbled, right? And then we see him walking around and then we see him like throw the gun into that lake. And if he was willing to shoot at her once, why wouldn't he? And she wasn't dead. Like, there's no reason why he wouldn't finish the job if he was already willing to do that in the first place, right? He wouldn't walk away from the forest knowing that she's alive, knowing that she's a loose end when he was already willing to shoot at her, right? Because we know what he was willing to do. So that part of it, I think, you know, maybe she's dead. If she was alive, right, she kind of stumbled and we saw her for that brief moment. And then he didn't go to that spot. It looked like he was still kind of looking around. So I don't really know like what he was doing.
And does do the mockingjays or the birds singing her song? Does that mean she was still alive and she was still singing it, or could they have stored it from earlier?
I think they repeat what they hear. So maybe she was singing in that moment, but maybe she was singing because she knew she gonna die and she got hit and that was like
That's true.
her last like tune. That part convinces me that she's dead. The part that convinces me that she's alive is when he shoots, she stumbles and screams, but she does not drop dead. And assuming if he's trying to kill her, right, he would have gone to that spot, but he was still looking for her, so she must have moved. Right, because if she was just lying there dead, like he would have easily found her. So that part of it is kind of confusing because she's still kind of looking around and then he just throws the gun away. That part kind of supports the statement that she's alive. But I think I'm leaning more towards she's dead, I guess for the previous reasons I said. What do you think?
I mean, my official whatever answer is just my brain just goes, it's ambiguous, and my mind doesn't even question what the actual answer is because there is no actual answer. I just think this is it's ambiguous. It doesn't matter if she's alive or dead, because either way, narratively for Snow, and he ends up the
Yeah.
same way either way.
Yeah, it doesn't
But
change the story, but it's just an interesting question.
just engaging with the question. And just imagining what I think. I will say that when I was watching it, I did go, oh, she's not gonna, they're not gonna kill her. She's gotta be alive. And maybe that's the part of me that's thinking, like, business-wise, she's a beloved character. If they do a sequel, they'll want to bring her back. Maybe that's what I was thinking. Or maybe something in the movie just made me think she survived. I guess the question is, will we ever find out, and will they ever continue this story?
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to read the book because the book might have a definite answer.
See, I don't think so. I think if the movie, I don't think the movie would just invent ambiguity. I think the movie must have gotten it from the book.
Well, okay. If she survived in the book, is there any reason why the movie would make it ambiguous? If she died in the book, is there a reason they'd make it ambiguous? And then, like you said, if the book is ambiguous, obviously the movie's going to be ambiguous.
Right. If she survived in the book, is there any reason why they would make it ambiguous? I mean, I guess if they thought it would be a better ending. I mean, I guess they could have, I guess in the book could have given a definite answer, and they could have gone, well, we think storytelling wise, it's better to make it ambiguous, and they could have
See,
changed it.
this is another reason why I think I'm leaning towards she's dead.
Okay.
The book might not have like sugarcoated it as much. The book might have said maybe she's dead, but from like a movie perspective, maybe they just didn't want to kill off such like an important, like loving character. Like, yes, the book is probably a tragedy, but like the movie is also a tragedy, but like it can't be like too, I guess, crushing and like depressing, like, oh, everyone dies at the end and he's evil bad. Like,
Why not?
maybe, well, I don't know. I think it's more likely that they sugarcoated her death
Okay.
than she lived, but then they just made it ambiguous just because. But I don't know. I have to read the book. That's just what I'm guessing right now.
Yeah, I mean, my first thought is just I think it's the same in the book how it is in the movie, but
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, that could be it too.
if it's got to be one or the other, then I agree with you that they would probably it probably is more likely that they sugarcoated than the other way around. Okay, so I guess the last thing we should talk about is, I mean, obviously there's not a second book, but would we want to see this story continued?
I guess based on like up here, do I want to see another one? The obvious answer is yes. I really like this movie. Like for me, this was easily the best movie that I saw for 2023, unless like I see something else like
In the next
amazing,
month.
groundbreaking. Like, yeah, so this is the movie of the year for me, and I definitely want to see more.
Yeah, I think they, in terms of the ending, they did a really good job balancing. It was satisfying, and if they don't do another one, I'm completely happy with this. But I'm now intrigued enough and I'm into it, and they didn't close it off enough where I'm like, I don't want another one. And now I would be excited if they announced a sequel to this. Or maybe not even a direct sequel, but just another Hunger Games movie, maybe in this world focused on, I don't know, other characters or something. So I guess, yeah, that wraps it up. Do we have any like final thoughts about this movie? Any last thing you want to say?
I guess one final thing I will say is I think Snow has a granddaughter in the
Ooh.
later books.
Interesting.
So I think maybe he did end up finding some form of love later in his life, but I doubt it was as authentic and natural as this thing with Lucy. Yeah, I don't know, but maybe.
I would watch the
Yeah.
continuing. I would watch
I
the
would be
continuing.
interested to see what happens next in his life.
Yeah, I would definitely watch the next, like, Snow as a dictator, or like Snow searching for Lucy, and then if he finds her and they have to confront each other or whatever, I would watch the continuation of this story.
Yeah. So.
So my final thoughts, good movie, really liked it. I'm now kind of back into this franchise, and I'm glad it's doing well. And this is definitely one of my favorite movies of the year as well. So that wraps up our review and discussion on Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Let us know what you thought. Do you agree with us? Disagree with us? What do you think of all these things we talked about? Obviously, if you're on YouTube, you can let us know in the comments. But also in the description is a link to the voicemail thing. There's a form in there. And then I believe that's it. So let us know what you thought. And thank you so much for listening and have a good day.